Right, I'd like to call the Port of Sayagaw Law Workshop for Wednesday, April 19th, 2023 at 6 p.m. Let's do a roll call. It looks like we have present. We have Commissioner Rob Ward, Commissioner CZ, Commissioner Mike Buckwell, and on video we have Terry Newman, also present. Port manager Dave Hunting and assistant manager Kelly. All right, CZ, you want to kind of give them a background of our discussions?
Yeah.
And then we can tag team it a little bit if we need to.
So what's the port? We went through a wage comparison analysis, if you will, through
what we're going to talk about is a benefit analysis.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so part of that became looking at the benefits that the port provides to the employees. And currently, there's some health benefits, and we just renewed those. So it's a health policy, right? A group health plan. There's six enrollees on it. There's six employees.
Seven.
My sheet said six, and yours says seven. So there's seven. Currently, the plan has a $2,000 deductible. What I was kind of commissioned to do was to see what we could do, what the port could offer to its employees to richer the benefit, make a richer benefit out of it. One of the options, one was we take a richer plan. In other words, we take a plan that doesn't have a $2,000 deductible, it has a $1,000 deductible. And so we looked at the cost to do that, and we compared it with what's known as an HRA, which is a health reimbursement account.
Okay.
It's not an HSA, it's an HRA. And what that does is it's an account that the port would fund. We could put whatever we wanted in. We could put $1,000 per employee to help pay for the deductible if they need the services and get benefits that are deductible applied. So how this would work is if the port said we're going to fund $1,000 for each employee, we would put it in an account. Then there would be a third-party administrator, which works, actually it's Health Equity, would be the TPA. They work directly with Regents, who's our health provider. So that's easy. That part of it's easy. And then when we have an employee that needs the benefit because they're in their deductible, we would pay first dollar, the first $1,000 of their deductible, and they would pay the second $1,000.
Oh.
That account that we fund, we put $1,000 in. That account is the port's money. It's not the employee. It's not like an HSA or an HRA VEBA where it's the employee's money and it can move with them. It's the port's money. And so initially, if we decided to do $1,000 a person, it'd cost us $7,000. At the end of the year, we'd reevaluate it to keep that fund around $7,000. If it wasn't utilized, we wouldn't have to fund it at all. If two people max out on their deductible, we'd have to put $2,000. I looked at the utilization of our current policy, and nobody's really used the deductible. There's been some co-payments, but there's not a lot of utilization. But in the event there is somebody hurts themselves, injures themselves, and then this deductible applies, it's a richer benefit for them.
Nice. Would we pay the first $1,000 of the $2,000, and then they would be responsible for the second $1,000? Is that the way you're thinking? We could set it up anyway. I mean, that makes sense to me, doing it that way as a benefit.
You know, I ran some cost estimates. So looking at the rates for the port, if we said, let's not do this, let's not fund this account, let's buy up and just get a $1,000 deductible, it's about $5,260 a year in premium that we just pay in premium.
Per individual?
No, for the group annually.
Okay.
And then next year it'll be more, and the year after that it will be more. And all I'm bringing to the table is this is a way that we could provide that benefit to the employees, if that's what the port wants to do. And we're not just paying premium.
We'd probably come out better.
We'd come out a lot better. We can change it. So these can be changed. They have to be changed on renewal. which is July 1st. If it turned out, I mean, we could even, I think it would be simple to leave it at that, but we could even move it into other, to pay, fund other co-pays and things like that. I'm afraid if we start saying we're going to fund everything, then that account will get heavily utilized. Because there'd be no reason not for people not to just go do
whatever. So the co-pays are going to stay in there.
I think. Yeah. Oh, I mean, that would be my recommendation. But I see this as a vehicle to say, hey, if you have deductible applied services, we're here to help you. We've got this fund. It gives you $1,000 first dollar coverage. And again, it's set up with a TPA, and there's some administrative costs. It's $250 a year to set them up. It's a $250 renewal fee, so it's basically $250 a year. And it's $2.95 an enrollee per month. So that would mean, I'm just going to say it's $3. So it's going to cost us $500 a year. It costs us $250 for 7 employees for a year, and it'll cost $250 to renew it every year.
Now, in comparison to what our neighboring agency do, let's talk about what the city does, which I think I mentioned I was a little surprised the first time. The city funds a health savings account and for each employee, and they fund it to the full amount of the deductible. And one of the problems is that the employee, and that's not a problem, but the employee owns that account. And if that employee, after they come on board, decide to move 3 weeks later to another agency, they get to take that money with them. They own those dollars. In this case, we don't have to worry about that battle. The employee doesn't own those dollars that we put in that account to help pay for the deductible. That's essentially the port funded that dollars. And it doesn't follow with the employee. It stays right with the port. It stays with that employee.
It's the port's account. The money that gets funded, if there's utilization, let's say an employee hurts themselves and they utilize the deductible, that's not a taxable event to them. You're going to ask me questions I probably don't know the answer to, but it's not income to that employee.
Right.
It's an ordinary expense to us.
Yeah.
And again, I'm just bringing it. I was asked, hey, what do you think we could do? You know, we can pay premium. If we wanted to do this at all, we could pay premium. This year it'd be $5,300 to go to that $1,000 deductible plan, or we can set up this HRA, put in $1,000 for each employee. It sits in an account. I don't know if it's interest-bearing or not. We could deep dive. It could be. Basically, it's set up with Health Equity. They'll take 10% out, and then it stays there, and then they can fund, and then if they need more, they pull out of our account into that 10% account. I think people get issued cards. All of that kind of thing happens.
And so 1 year we may use it a couple times, another year we may not even use it, and it's always going to be
now
a line item on our budget, so, I mean, we'll have to refund it each year. Right?
Does it have to be set up with somebody like Health Equity, or is it something we can set up with a bank here in town?
Well, Health Equity works hand in hand with Regions.
Oh, they process
so that
the
makes
claims.
It easy.
Oh, okay. Okay.
If not, then we could probably choose who we wanted. Like if we were going to do a VEBA, which is an account, it's for governmental entities and it's for their employees, and it's an account like an HSA that follows the employee around. We could probably shop for TPAs. I would recommend using the Health Equity Group because they work with and they know each other. It's pretty seamless.
And a bank wouldn't have the faintest idea how to administer that.
Probably
exactly
not.
Exactly right.
I know that for a
fact.
So they don't know how to do it. That's not what they do.
No. Okay. Well, it sounds like a great idea.
I'm going to go around the room and ask everybody an opinion. But first, before we do that, are there any questions of the commissioners first before we ask everybody what their feelings on what has been presented and how they want us to proceed. Any questions?
What do you mean by how you want us to proceed? This is an informative meeting tonight. We're not voting on
this. No, we're not. No.
Because we haven't decided if they really need it.
Yeah, what we need tonight is direction. You've heard the direction that the CZ presented and what we've worked up. So I think what we need tonight is you guys are heading in the right direction. Bring us back a final proposal. I would think that makes sense. So I'm just going to, Terry, let's start with you. Well, you've heard the presentation.
I did a good job. I have a few questions. One of the criteria we were going to evaluate would be rate of pay. We're so low on our rate of pay across the board. It's just about disgustingly low. I can see why we can't hire someone and have them go down and empty the garbage, because they aren't going to do it for what we're paying. And I'm not going to try to quote that, but Dave, what is our hourly?
Hourly, we were starting out at like $14 an hour. Most employees have started out around $14.
That's enough said for me right there. And I want this, pardon me.
I have made some adjustments to that in the last year, and you'll probably see some recent. You'll see some adjustments on our upcoming budget also.
Okay. And I apologize.
I have been thinking about that, and I know that's something that I'm responsible for. So as far as I think you guys will see it in the budget. I mean, is that where you guys want to see it, or do you want to talk about it right now some more? Because I'm not
trying to bring that up. And the only reason I bring that up is I think I want to look at this all the way across the board. Yeah. I agree with this $7,000 putting in the savings plan. That's my two cents, and I can let it go with that. I agree with that idea. I'd rather do that than pay commission. But I don't want this to stop there, because I know our employees look for that dollar every 2 weeks. And I think we're a little low on the pay scale. So that's my two cents.
Mike, how is this in general? How's it sounding to you in terms of moving forward in this general direction? I guess that's what I would be looking for as a commissioner. I mean, eventually we're going to have to. Right now, it's just at the discussion stage. We know we can't take any action, but we can certainly explore the option. My personal opinion is that we need to make sure that we're positioned correctly in the marketplace with respect to the compensation we pay our employees. And one of the disadvantages, you might consider it disadvantage, one of the advantages of sitting on the city council is I get to see what a neighboring agency is paying, and that neighboring agency they're not going to necessarily hire our employees away, but an employee, if we have to hire a new employee, an HR professional for the city emphasize, when they go out to hire somebody, that fringe benefit package and that benefit package on that health savings account, where they see that and they know that they don't have to pick up that first dollar, they're not going to see a big hit in their budget from their doctor visit that because they're not going to. Typically, they're not going to meet the deductible, so I think it continues to put us in a, and it's not an excessive benefit that we're having. I just think it's a fair benefit relative to the marketplace that we're in. That's my two cents, I think the direction we're going. I think it's something we can afford. I think the employees are going to appreciate it, and we'll make sure that Dave and Kelly make sure the employees understand what the Port Commission is doing and what they're trying to do. Is they're trying to prevent a big hit on a doctor's visit that they didn't anticipate, and I think it's going to strengthen the relationship of those employees and appreciation of their employer as the port as an employer of them, that it's looking out for them.
Well, they definitely will.
Did you hear that comment, Terry? Dave was saying they definitely will appreciate that. Okay. Rob, how do you think in terms of proceeding? Are we heading the right direction? That's the fundamental question.
Well, I'm fine with the $7,000 thing, and thank you, Craig, for kind of laying that out there. I didn't know something like that. Hadn't really thought about it in those terms. I am, though, thinking like Terry is. I think if we're going to think about giving raises to employees. And I'm not opposed to giving raises to employees, but I think that discussion needs to happen right here as a port commission and not in front of a budget committee.
Yeah.
I think by the time the budget committee comes into play, we're proposing that and we're a unified group.
We can definitely talk about it a little bit more right here. We just can't bring up employees' names unless we're in an
session. No, that's so fine. I understand that. We're just talking about your overall payroll plan and however you're, you know, whatever you have structured. You know, most you, I would expect you have a latitude within each pay category as to what you give based on their years of experience and performance. And you have a minimum and a maximum that you can pay in different steps along the way.
That's one thing we do not
have. Well, that'd be good for, that'd be somewhere down the line that would be good for you to have.
And without violating the public meeting law, Dave can share that with each commissioner. In other words, I'm trying to think of the forum that we would use, but he can share it with each commissioner without calling a special meeting.
Well, it can be a work session.
And I did think about the pay scale too.
Good.
But I'm only dealing with six employees.
That's all right.
It just seems like it's not a lot to really deal with if I had a little direction, and that's what I've asked a lot of you. What do you think about our pay rate? And everybody pretty much has.
Well, I'm in agreement with Terry. I think, I heard the other day, what's the new minimum wage now in Oregon? Did they bump it up to
17 something?
I think it's 14.50.
I mean, it was way up there, and we certainly don't want our employees to be right at the state minimum wage. So, okay, Kelly, in terms of a budget calendar, we mentioned the possibility of another workshop, let's say, before another meeting. I like the idea of having a preliminary meeting before our regular one where we can spend a little time. What's our calendar looking like? Have we got time to, because we got to put a budget together. Do we have time to have another workshop and we discuss the compensation packages?
Well, when's the first budget meeting?
First budget meeting is
May 17.
Yeah.
Well, we could have the first week of May or something like that, have a little get together. David, it wouldn't. I would just sit down and kind of just put something on paper. What it does is it just establishes a benchmark for us to start talking. And, you know, we may go up or we may go down, but I think it would be a good starting point for you to give some thoughts down. And I think it would be good for our employees. When you hire somebody, you can say, well, you're going to come in at this rate here, and assuming you do your job, this is what you can expect over the next 3 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm. May I interject something?
You bet, Terry. Jump in here. Sorry, Terry, I should have been looking around.
That's what Rob said about having the different, like take your maintenance level 5 and put him, say at the current rate up to 19 or 20. And then the next job run it from 22 to 28.
Yeah.
That way it gives you flexibility in that position for experience or time on the job or whatever you may find. That makes sense?
And put a gradient in there where you've got some coarseness to that figure.
And it just gets down to, you know, people are paid based on the level of responsibility they're providing to whoever the employer is. Yeah. And, you know.
Well,
Mike, what you've been awful quiet over there.
I was going to call
on. I wasn't prepared for that. I was prepared for a report. David, I asked you not too long ago what you thought the benefit package was, and you thought it was fair. So I'm a little confused now the how everything, we're behind everything. I look at it from a different point of view because I work with a lot of different businesses in town. They don't have the luxury that we have, okay?
That's true.
They simply don't come near the luxury that we have. Although many of them would like to provide benefits, but they can't afford it.
Yeah.
It's just that simple. So, you know, we're a government agency. We're supported by a part of it from public money, the other part from running it like a business, our RV part. Yep. Other than that, that's what we've got.
Yep.
So it's, you know, we're the steward of that money. I understand everything about the employees as well as everyone in here. But if I was voting on anything, I would only vote on the health plan, okay, the reimbursement plan. I would never vote on an HSA. I'd never, ever raise my hand for that.
Okay.
The $7,000, it is what it is. It's a $1,000 deductible. I know so many businesses that have a $2,500, a $5,000 one, because they can't afford the premiums like we can. That's where I come from. I hear what you're saying. You're talking about a city.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. With a budget three times ours, probably. I don't know what their budget
more
is.
More than that, probably.
But a whole lot more than we have. They have ways of maneuvering and manipulating and all kinds of things. You know it better than I do.
Yeah.
But I do a lot of budgets myself. And it's, I'm looking at it from a different perspective.
Right.
I'm not against anything for sure, but your job to me is to bring me that proposal.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it. It's not my job. Right. I'm here to make policy. You need to stand up and tell us what you propose, what you want, and why. And then we've got something to work
well,
with.
Well, the original charge was a workshop involving David and myself and CZ. And that's what we thought we were doing in this part of it. Now, in terms of the overall fringe benefit package, right now that consists of a medical plan and a contribution to a retirement plan. Mike, is that what you want to see, a bullet point of all those issues that we're currently providing? Is that what you'd like to see?
No, I already know what we're providing.
Okay.
I mean, we've looked at it we've looked at it several times.
Okay.
I'm to the point where I don't want to come to any more meetings because we're not doing anything. Okay. We don't have data in front of us that we can compare to. And I'm wasting my damn time. And it's not anybody's fault. It's just that we've got to get this down to where we're all looking at the same thing. We've got something to compare to. I don't want to compare with somebody with 87 employees, 32 employees. I don't want to do it.
So what do you want to compare? Just neighboring
ports? I want something that I can use.
We just need...
I can't use what I'm seeing.
Okay. Yeah, we just need something on the table.
And I need David to bring to this commission a proposal, what he thinks will be, is what you think your staff needs, what you want to give your staff.
Okay.
And
yep.
You've got to think about each. Terry has a good point. You know, we've seen, all of us at one time or another have seen salary schedules.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see them in unions, see them in school districts. And I know that you can't necessarily compare. I mean, you have to make your own. You have to look at the responsibilities.
Yep.
One thing is responsibility, the other is ability. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have to set it up that way somehow. But only you know that. I don't know what everybody does.
Yeah.
My job's to come here and make policy and talk about that kind of stuff.
You know, you are so describing what the council went through. We're the ends. The end is what you're just describing. You want to see something on the table.
Yeah, I don't want to figure it out.
And you, as the head of the port, you are the means. You're the one that needs to bring this to the table and say this is, and within the framework of what you know we can afford.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because you're balancing some balls. It's how much can we afford, and where do we need to be to have good employees?
Mm-hmm.
And I think, and I agree with you 100%. That's what we're asking.
But I hear where you guys are coming from, but I'm going to put myself over there in David's seat, knowing what David's going to be dealing with. He still wants to bring a proposal forward because it's going to have some details to it that when the commission sees what he's putting down there on paper relative to this, that we can agree with. I still think, getting back to CZ's presentation, and I think David needs some feedback from this. If he includes what we were discussing as part of this proposal he's bringing forward, is he going to get shot down? Or if he highly recommends it, is Mike and is Terry and is Rob and CZ going to support it? I think David still at this point needs some, because this is, I mean, again, we're not a city and we're not a big outfit. We have a few employees. David does one hell of a good job of managing them. But he also, he wants to bring forward something that he knows that we can accept and we can appreciate.
But Bill, you know, I would be surprised if David brought anything forward that we wouldn't.
And so would I.
You know how we think, and we know how you think, and it would just shock me if that you came out with something just totally off the wall. I mean, you're a responsible manager. You know what, you look at the budget every day.
Well, yeah. We did look at other ports and try to do somewhat of an analysis through SDAO, but there wasn't really much to compare it to in the analysis that we got compared to other ports. We're kind of, with the amount of employees we work with, a small staff, I just, after going through it, I started thinking to myself, do we really need to go through a whole analysis and come up with a pay scale?
Well, that's up to you.
This is, as far as pay, I've heard from all of you guys that you think that our employees are under...
Reach out around town, David. Forget the ports. Who gets a... your employees don't do any more or less than other businesses. I don't even care about other ports because you can't compare us to them. We're our own port. You can ask questions, and they're not even cooperative with you or with SDAO or whoever's doing these things. They're not even giving us the information. Some of it's vacant. If you want to know what other organizations, what other businesses are paying, I mean, I wouldn't go to the restaurants, but go look around. I mean, ask some questions around like that.
Well, and you know what we can afford to pay.
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line. Every business can afford to pay. Most business people want to pay their employees as much as they reasonably can.
Yes. Because they make them money. Our employees keep us going.
Right.
And we have an RV park that it has a significant amount of revenue. And without our employees, we couldn't have that. We all know that. But I don't know if $16 or $18.
Yeah.
I mean, see what everybody else is doing. I know what a lot of them are doing. I do 45 payrolls. So I know what their benefits are. And most of them don't have benefits. That's a fact.
Yeah.
Most of them do not have benefits.
All right.
So... I have confidence in you. I might be raising my voice, but that's only because I'm passionate about what I'm saying.
Our staff is happy. I can tell you that.
Well, they'll be happier if you give them a raise. But I think you need to come to us and tell us this is what I think they ought to have, Port Commission.
And this is what we can afford to pay.
And I've already told you that if we do any health savings or health reimbursement plan. That's the only one that I would consider voting for is a reimbursement.
Along the lines of what CZ discussed, Mike, is that?
That's all it is. There's no other one. That's the only one.
Well, that's the only
health reimbursement.
I think we're all comfortable with what.
Okay, that's what I want. I'm linear. I want to make sure because that was laid on the table. I want to make sure that discussion is done for David's benefit so that he knows when he's getting the message what to come back, but. But it's going to have multiple parts to it. I want to make sure that, because CZ and I, CZ especially, we've spent a lot of time and have quite a few discussions trying to bring this initial proposal to you. And, enough said, I'm reading the room, it looks like we can bring something forward. CZ, what do you think? I'm going to put the turd back in your pocket.
So I like the HRA, I think, because the money stays with the poor. I don't know, if the employees will see a benefit. They won't unless they utilize services. We can monitor it annually, and we can change it if we feel like we need to change it.
Yeah.
I mean, if we get to the end of the year and nobody's ever gotten to their deductible, then we can say maybe we should put others... copays or something in there. I don't know. But I like the fact that it's a fixed cost to the port.
Sure.
You know, it's something we can manage. It's not the premium that just escalates. And
yeah.
And I can get, if that's what you would, as a commission, decide, I can get the people in touch. I can start getting that put together, if that's what you want to do. We should do it concurrently, July 1.
Well, it needs, ultimately, it needs to be embellished within the form of our budget.
Yep.
As a, because right now it's not there. And it would be easier for it to start July 1, assuming it going through the budget process gets accepted.
Yeah, because Kelly's got to put some figures together. So
okay, I can get that. I didn't. All I wanted to do was bring information and have a discussion. If everybody says this ain't going to happen, then I'm not going to do anything, which is great.
No.
If we decide let's get the information and move on, then that's what I'll do.
Well, that's what I'm on. Okay, reading the room, Terry. What do you think the room is saying? Is the room is saying that
a thumbs up.
Okay, he votes. Okay, moving.
Okay, Craig, I love it. Craig, you did a heck of a job. You and Bill and Dave did a good job on that, on the research. I learned a lot tonight. If we're going to do anything, I want to do that, the plan you're talking about,
okay.
Craig.
That's the kind of feedback I need to hear. Thanks, Terry. All right, anything else for the good? Dave, I'm going to put it back. Is there additional direction you need from this commission?
You guys want me to come up with a pay scale for each position, pretty much, and we can go from there. It doesn't have to be a big presentation, does it?
It doesn't. No, I don't. I need your recommendation.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. On what you feel is necessary.
Yes.
And there's not very many of them.
No.
I mean, I could do, like with my people, I could do it in my head.
Yeah.
This person gets paid this amount and incentivized or not, or because they do this and they have this training, and you can do it in your head.
I do have it in my head.
Yeah, you just need to put it on paper.
There you go.
And then make a recommendation.
And a recommendation.
If they're at $13, they should be at $15.
Right? And a firmed up recommendation relative to the presentation we had tonight. Mm-hmm. Okay. Lay that on the table, too, because... Because all that has to, we got to build a budget. So, okay.
And I've already.
Kelly, clarification as executive assistant, are there other questions that I need to ask, other things I need to elicit from this illustrious group? Are you?
Not that I can think of.
Okay, all right. Hey, all right, I think we're due. I think we beat this up pretty good. First of all, I want to. I am just so thankful that we have the quality people that this board attracts. I really appreciate CZ serving on the... CZ has done a lot of legwork on this. I've learned a lot, and boy, it is not an easy task. So, CZ, I want to thank you personally for the work on this. I'm just so thankful you're on our team here. So, all right, anything more? Otherwise, I'm going to adjourn the work session. David, you that's it? Let's get ready for the regular meeting. Okay, thank you guys. I think we know what we need to do.
And Terry, you don't need to sign off. Just stay on and we'll go into the regular meeting.
Thank you guys.
Well, I'll tell you, I went to a mayor's roundtable.
I'm turning off the recording.